Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. And we are going to start with Jessen James. Jessen, what's a secret you can share?
I think for many people, they think entrepreneurs need to have it all together. We need to know everything. We need to have all our ducks lined up and all that kind of stuff. And we should be aware of all the risks and all the things that business poses. And for me, I guess it's one of my secrets. I don't think I talk about this enough, is I have this level of ignorance when it comes to making business decisions. And Skylar was talking earlier on about making important decisions. And for me, not deciding is still a decision. So when I find myself in situations where I feel that perhaps I'm unsure of what the outcome would be, I almost operate from this place of ignorance that, hey, look, if we're doing everything we can to get to the outcome that we want to get to, then let's give it a go. And if we mess it up, we'll learn something. So I guess overthinking will affect you from moving forward. So often people overanalyze everything. And I often say thinking is sinking. If you think overthink too much, you will overanalyze something and you'll not move forwards. And that will cause you to not act or do anything. So I guess for me, I don't think it's an actual secret, but I just want to let everybody know is please don't think for a second I have everything together. Please don't think for a second that I know how everything's going to pan out. And please don't think that
you had me fooled.
You know, I always say, you know, follow your heart, but take your head with you. Don't just make rash decisions, but, you know, think things through. However, stop overthinking stuff, because it's very easy to hallucinate about it going wrong, but it's also the same energy to hallucinate it about going right.
I love that. Yes.
Thank you.
And I try to catch myself when I do that.
Yeah.
Turn it around. So, Skylar Williamson, what is your secret?
I've got two beautiful gifts that I'll share with you from the military and just serving in a combat zone. More times than not, you have time to think before you have to make a decision. A lot of people, when they're faced with a decision, they just make it. And you know what? Great leaders make decisions. They take action and they take it with might. But if you just take a second, you have time to think. And you know, I tell my kids this all the time. Like, hey, you made a decision, but you didn't think. Like, can we think before we speak? Can we think before we act? You know, people depend on you to think before you do something. And then the second thing is, whenever you plan, right, and you should operate with a plan. In the military, the first paragraph of planning is the situation paragraph. And they ask themselves, in the military now, they ask themselves, what's the environment? What do we have at our disposal for friendly forces? What does the enemy have for their enemy forces? And before you take your first step of actually planning what you're going to do, you understand the situation completely. And I just beg your leaders out there that are running their business, before they start taking action, before they sit down to write the first step of their plan, that they first fully understand the situation so that they can make a more accurate decision.
Well, that's great.
Very good. Yeah, I like
that. Yes. So Lindsay Sozio, what is your secret?
I think that you can't be afraid to fail. You can't be afraid to take a risk, because there is so much learning that happens when you make mistakes. And I think that's probably the only way you can really learn and you can figure out the right way to do it.
So Scott Sozio, what is your secret?
Be thankful when bad things happen, which maybe doesn't sound right. And, you know, maybe you have to take a second and endure the bad thing before you can say, well, I'm really thankful for that. But if people believe that the path to success is a straight line, no one believes that, right? It's going to be windy. There are bumps in the road. You deal with things along the way. So when one of those bad things that you already know are in your future, they're going to happen. So when they happen, say, okay, well, I'm glad that happened, because now I know I'm on my path to success, because it was never going to be a straight line anyway. So it's a perspective. It's a way to deal with things, but you are going to deal with it. So you better be prepared to know how to deal with it. And a lot of these things, you'll get through the thing you think is the worst thing to happen. It's going to mean everything fails and you'll never succeed. You know, most of the time you're giving it more credit than it's worth, and you'll get through it and it'll be in the past and you won't think about it again. So you might as well take things with a perspective of, I'm thankful for this. I've dealt with it. Now let's move on.
I think you think of it every once in a while and you're really glad it's over, but that's really good advice. Yes, absolutely. So Richard Gearhart.
Well, start every day with a good cup of coffee is one secret. And another one is just don't forget your why. I think your why will, while you're doing this, what your purpose is, will serve you well and keep your spirits elevated when times are tough. And I think that is a good habit to get into.
I'm going to go down in the weeds. I'm not going to go down as far in the weeds as I was going to go, but I'm going to go down in the weeds.
This is the big reveal.
No, I'm not going to do that huge reveal. I'm going to do a mini reveal. But I think
mini reveal.
People who know about marketing, so Lindsay, you know about this. The more places you are online, the more authority Google gives to you and the more domain authority it gives to your website. So you should be in directories. You should try to maximize where people can find you. And you should go on podcasts because that helps with that. But also, they're fun, right? We all love being on podcasts.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.